Now I'm speaking with Cass May, and Cass is the Facility Manager of the Burpengary Aquatic Centre. Good morning, Cass, and welcome.
Brian, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Now listen, tell us, this Burpengary Aquatic Centre that's at 20 Fountain Road, Burpengary East, tell us a little bit about the things that you're offering our people.
Ah, thank you, Rosemary. Well, we offer so many aquatic programs. The list is so long. We start with swim and survive lessons for all ages and abilities, from 6 months old to squads to adults to special needs. We have a club membership and offer a junior lifeguard program. We've got specialised baby programs. We do school swimming. We have holiday programs, lap swimming. We cater for birthday parties. And we also offer different courses such as lifeguard training, CPR, first aid, water advisory and pool plant operator courses for those that work in the industry. And because we're open all year round, these services are available for 12 months of the year.
Wow. Now that would mean that there's heated pools there, Cass?
We have three indoor heated pools, so we've got a 25-metre indoor heated pool where we hold aqua, lap swimming and most of our lifeguard courses, and we have two smaller indoor pools for our swimming lessons.
Great. Now, I know that you've got the swimming for babies 6 months on, but you've also got one for little ones 3 to 6 months.
We do. We're redeveloping that program at the moment. So it's a specialised program, a wet and dry session for parents for babies that are 3 months to 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And what the program does is it will teach parents things that they can do at home, because generally for babies, lessons do start at home in the bath or the shower.
Okay.
And this program just introduces parents to that environment and to feel confident and comfortable in the water with their bub.
Right. Now, with the training, there's what do they call it, squad training sessions?
Yep, so we've got squads. We've got a mini and a junior squad at the moment. So they swim several nights of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're developing an adult squad also, and hopefully by the end of the year that will be up and running.
So, Cass, I look at the form here and it says that you close at about 6:30. So what happens with the nighttime classes? So it's after work, is it, from 5 till 6:30?
At the moment, because we were fortunate enough to receive a grant from Moreton Bay Council, so all of our pools have recently received a facelift.
Mm-hmm.
So we only have the 25-metre pool and one small indoor pool available at the moment. So lap swimming is available from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And in the afternoon, our learn to swim lessons fill both of the other pools.
Okay. Now, how is COVID affecting the Burpengary Aquatic Centre?
COVID was good and bad, I guess, for the facility. We were eligible for JobKeeper, so half of our staff were able to continue working. So because we were provided the grant, and thankfully Royal Life had the ability to keep us on JobKeeper, the centre has been rejuvenated, so the inside and the outside of our pools have received facelifts. We've been painting, gardening, and revamping the facility. So it was actually quite good, because it gave us time to work on the facility itself.
And so how long were you closed?
We were closed from the 23rd of March to the 13th of July.
Wow.
So several months.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're open now and pretty well fully operational?
We haven't got Aqua up and running at the moment. We're hoping, because one of our little pools is still closed, getting revamped.
Yeah.
So hopefully September, Aqua will resume. But otherwise, learn to swim, lap swimming, our lifeguard and training courses are fully operational.
Cass, I think we've given our listeners quite a bit to digest there. We'll leave it at that for the moment, and we'll catch up with you probably later in September to see how it's all going, God willing.
Fantastic, Rosemary. Yeah. We look forward to talking to you then.
Well, we'll do just that, and take care and make sure that Queensland at least stays COVID safe, hey?
Yes, we've all got our fingers crossed too.
Good on you. Thanks
all
very
right,
much,
have a great
Cass.
Day, Rosemary.
Thank you. Same to you. Bye now.
Thank you. Bye.
There you go, guys. So while we can get out there and do some swimming exercise, which is one of the better exercises, that and bike riding, probably two of the best exercises we can do. We've got Olivia.